You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, I don't want to oversell any one podcast, but man, today's docket of material is a target-rich environment, Jay, and I hardly know where to begin, including late-breaking stuff that was not even on my quick rundown to you, including Giannis not making either the first or the forwards or guards defensive team in the NBA, and then he got pissed off and tweeted, "That's it, I'm tired of the disrespect. I'm coming." Yes! You'll probably say, well, he maybe doesn't deserve to be on the all-defensive team.
I don't know how they... vote for that. How
do they vote for it? I'll give you the answer. Not with their fucking eyes, that's for sure. These buffet-grazing, idiot, big-market media stooges. Fuck them all! Love it. Giannis is now finally gone heel mode.
Drew Holiday? Is Drew Holiday on first, second, or third?
He did make it, and so did Brooke Lopez, but maybe they felt like, well, we can't put everyone on there. So they just left out. He had the best. Giannis had the best defensive rating, according to the advanced metrics, if you believe in that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Jay, how we doing, brother?
We're doing good. How are you?
Doing better than Bob Huggins, that's for sure.
Doing
better than Mincy from Barstool.
And
doing better than that announcer for the A's.
Glenn Kuiper, brother of Dwayne Kuiper.
Oh, right. No relation to Mel Kuiper Jr.
Different spelling.
Different spelling, yes.
K-U-I, Kuiper is K-I-P.
I was going to ask you, Jay, my brother from another mother, is it permissible? Would you advise it if I played Wow, that was quick. I thought I needed to play the original audio with a warning ahead of time, trigger warning. Like, you need to hear the actual context in which these career-ending N-bombs occurred. No?
Well, the guy from Barstool, he was stupid Barstool hack.
I know.
He had no career. Let's just be honest.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so Ben Mintz was sort of a Portnoy favorite on Barstool.
He's a fat guy. Everybody
fat can laugh Jewish at. Kid from Mississippi who's a big sports fan, just kind of a big knucklehead. Reminded me kind of like Flounder from Animal House.
Okay, I see that. Yeah.
And putting aside your disdain for the frat boys at Barstool, Jay, although, is it just that they don't have any good black stars on Barstool? If they did, would you be more keen to them?
No, I just want somebody on there who's good.
Who's not a complete idiot?
Yeah.
By the way, I wonder why they don't really have anyone who is of color. That's one of their star knuckleheads. They make, quote, stars out of nobodies.
Or, excuse me. See, that's the allergies.
Your allergies are tough, man.
Or if you're a hoary girl.
True, although they tend to throw a few of those out when they either get a little bit too big for their britches or, I guess, I don't know, do something to piss off Portnoy. But anyway, so Ben Mintz. Really? Ben Mintz was one of, you know, like Portnoy's favorites, and he covered college football, and he was doing some... The thing is, Barstool pushes out content left and right, left and right, left and right, all day long, all these platforms, social media, this. It's not polished, it's not produced, it's not thought out, it's just, we're going to drown everybody in content. So he was singing a rap song, and as rap songs are wont to have, Jay... The N-bomb was in there, and he read it on a live stream.
But if you're not a complete and utter fucking idiot, you would go, hey, maybe I should just skip over that.
You would check swing that, right?
But I guess...
I would think
A little brighter than a lot of people.
Exactly. Now, the Dwayne... Is it Dwayne Kuiper?
Glenn Kuiper.
The Glenn Kuiper one... is more puzzling to me.
It's inexcusable to me. Forget excusable
for a moment. Let's put that aside. And since Jay won't let me play it, and I don't have it beeped out, he was on air next to his broadcast partner, Dallas Braden.
Dallas Braden, yes.
With the stupid fucking beard.
Dallas Braden, who... Well, you know, you get your one shot. He threw a no-hitter on Mother's Day or a perfect game on Mother's Day.
That's right.
And that's why we know who Dallas Braden is.
Yeah. So Glenn Kuiper was going over what a wonderful day they had had leading up to the ball game.
Yes.
In Kansas City, right? That's where they were?
Yes. Yes. In Kansas City.
Getting some barbecue. And what he meant to say was going to the Negro League Museum. He did not stick the landing on the word Negro, did he?
No, in fact, the Russian judge would have gave him a 2.4.
No, he face planted on that. Now, that N-word has also gone out of style, and I don't really care to say it, so I will stop saying it. It's obviously dated, right? But you have to say it when you're referencing the Negro Leagues in baseball, because that's a very important historical part of our nation's sporting history. Yeah?
I guess. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway, the other N-word came out, and it was pretty clear. Now, how did that happen? Clearly, you don't think Glenn Kuiper is like, you know what, I'm tired of making a lot of money calling baseball games. I've been doing this forever. Why don't I go ahead and end it right here? Watch this. Boom, done. That can't be what he... Couldn't have been suicide by cop here, could it?
Or we could say he is so comfortable with saying that word that he just really forgot.
Yeah. That's another possible explanation that... It wasn't a slip of the tongue that this has been a running, sick, racist joke of his amongst his buddies, and it came out on air when he didn't mean it to. Or it was just...
Did you see Dallas Braden not flinch at all?
And now
that's the part that got me.
And so he's catching heat for that, and I want to at least defend Dallas Braden in this regard. The N-word to a white broadcaster is like a 10-foot-long king cobra. One bite and it'll kill you. It's a terrifying thing. If your broadcast partner just picked up a king cobra and it bit him on the face, I would not try to save him or grab the cobra and go, oh my God, get off of him. I would just try to not do anything to have the cobra bite me. I wouldn't know what to say. So he's catching heat for not saying anything. My thought was, what's he supposed to say? Hey, Pards, sounds like you said the word right there. I don't know if you should have used that one. Looks like your career is over. Okay, tonight's pitching matchups.
Well, Dallas Braden has put out his statement. That's wonderful.
So what should he have said in a perfect Jay world?
Who, Dallas Braden?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he did, but the fact that he just didn't flinch was
Should he have turned and looked at him? Like,
I don't know. That's a great question. I'll get back to you on that one. What should he have done?
Maybe,
I'll get back to you on that
one. Maybe he was hoping like, oh God, that sounded bad. Did I hear that wrong? Is there a glitch in my earpiece? Are we on the air? What's going on here? But anyway.
Another funny thing about that, the Oakland A's are so shitty that nobody really noticed until like the sixth inning. Because he didn't apologize for like the sixth inning.
Right.
Yes, it wasn't like when they came back.
It
was the sixth inning.
He's been put on leave, correct?
Indefinitely, which means you're fired.
They don't bring you back from indefinite leave.
No.
Then there is Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins in a radio interview on a conservative station, on a conservative talk show, not a sports radio show, was yucking it up with, I guess, some old friends in the sports or in the talk radio biz, because they were very cordial, knew each other. They were sort of giving each other a bit of grief. And someone brought up Xavier. And of course, Huggy Bear, having coached at Cincinnati, and anyone who knows Ohio sports knows just how deep the blood rivalry is, right, between Xavier and Cincinnati.
They hate each other. Yes.
Yes, like you can't even imagine. Hatfields and McCoys type hate. And Huggins went in on them for throwing rubber penises onto the court, a.k.a. dildos. Okay, so far, little edgy, but perfectly inbounds. He's safe at this point.
He went to the line, and that's it.
Yeah.
His toe didn't go over.
Right. Everything is fine. Then the hosts sort of goad him a bit further, and for some insane reason, Bob Huggins then drops the four-letter F word talking about Xavier and those Catholic. And it's like he does it multiple times. And I'm listening going, what has gotten into him? Does he think like, you know what? I'm going to retire after this year anyway. So what the hell?
That could be the case. I don't care.
Okay. Clearly out of bounds. He quickly issued an apology, backed it up with like a second apology on some fancy fake digital stationery. So sorry. Everyone I've heard, I've got to learn, and I'm devastated and heartbroken and blah, blah, blah. Does Huggy Bear survive?
No. Well, wait a minute.
It's West Virginia.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
On the one hand, it's pretty bad. And it was multiple times. And it was clearly in a derogatory way. He wasn't using the British slang term for cigarette, right?
No, he was not.
Can I bum up from you?
No.
On the other hand, he does work at West Virginia. And he can be put out in the sun to dry out for 6 months before college basketball gets ramped up again. That's a long time out in the sun for the stench of this to sort of dry out and to air out.
I'm going to recant my quick he's out, because you just did say he works at West Virginia.
And then there's West Virginia.
Yeah, so I'm going to say 60-40 he makes it. How about that?
Okay. I was trying to remember of all the unfair fire, and some of these firings are deserved and inexcusable, and you know whether or not they meant to say it, it's just a judgment thing where you're like, yeah, I don't know. Your judgment's not really good. I'm not sure we could necessarily count on you or trust you to continue to be in this role. Who was the news anchor woman recently that got fired? That was even you agreed, like, oh, that was a totally bad call. She didn't even say a bad word. She sort of made an oblique reference to the bad word.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the woman from ESPN.
No. This was a...
Not Marley Rivera, no. Okay. No,
yeah. By the way, have you weighed in on Marley Rivera?
Sorry, that's a little out of bounds there.
Yeah. Calling another female reporter to see you next Tuesday. Yeah. Apparently she had been quite combative with a number of people.
Yes. Allegedly. She was a pistol. That's what she was.
No, there was some female news anchor at a small to middle market who just swerved into a bad reference doing some rhyming game or fill in the blanks game. Remember?
I don't know.
It's killing me. We talked about it. Even you said, Yeah, that's kind of wrong. She had like a stellar reputation, 28 years with the station. They're like,
oh,
no.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. The woman the older woman who rapped and she said for shizzle my nizzle.
Yes, the one. Nizzle. Yes, right. Exactly.
Yes.
And they're like, nope, you're gone too. Crazy world we're living in. Okay, let's move on. Pat McAfee to ESPN. Andrew Marchand reported today that McAfee may soon land at the four-letter worldwide network in the Connecticut Woods, despite the massive layoffs going on company-wide at Disney, and that he was approaching a chance to, quote, exit his $120 million deal with FanDuel. My first reaction was, define exit exactly. Is he leaving money on the table? And can ESPN afford to pay him as much money, if not more?
If they're laying off left and right, yeah, can't. They do say their accounting practices over there are pretty odd sometimes.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture too of McAfee's show, and it's him and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in the team photo for the show.
Yeah.
Him and 8 guys. And that's not even including AJ Hawk.
Or what was the chick from First Take who said she said J.J. Watt was going to take over the
Molly Karam.
Yeah, that was great. Well, I hear you're going to be on the Pat McAfee show. Am I?
I am? What?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's already been lined up for ESPN. There are many McAfee heads. I'm not one of them. Are you, by the way?
Not really. I don't get it.
I don't get it. It tries a bit too hard, in my opinion. It's a little bit too excessively dude bro-y, and I'm not anti-dude bro, but I want it to be a little bit more organic than they are. But anyway, he's very successful. I got to tip my cap there. But many who are big McAfee heads are like, oh no, going to ESPN is going to ruin him. The best thing about McAfee was he wasn't ESPN, you know?
Oh, God.
And he would swear and, you know, regularly, you know, to work a little bit blue on his show. He won't be able to do that at ESPN. ESPN ruins things, Jay.
Because they water you down with a lot of.
Did you see Jalen Rose's take that the Knicks may be worn down by the humidity in Miami?
Or it could be the fact that Jalen Brunson's hurt. And by the way, did you know that
Mike Greenberg, the overpaid $12 million a year zilch, echoed that sentiment? Like, hey, that was a dumb take. Oh, really? I'd like to use that dumb take. Yeah, the heat is bothering, you know, the humidity, that is, the weather is bothering the Knicks. Aren't the games indoors? Nah, it doesn't matter. Air conditioning doesn't matter.
I'd like to propose to you, I have an award-winning documentary that I proposed to somebody else in the business, and they basically told me I was stupid. And I'm like, no, I don't think I am on this one. I think I have a money-making idea.
Okay, what is it?
You just said that, you know, Jalen Rose was the first Jalen of all time. That name did not exist until Jalen Rose.
Shut up.
Yes, because his mother, it's like his uncle
and a cousin. There is no way.
Yes.
There is no way.
And there is about 10 or 11 Jalens in the NBA.
And Jalen Rose was the first Jalen.
First Jalen.
Wow.
I never heard that name until Jalen Rose from Detroit, Michigan, Southwestern High School.
Okay. You say you never heard that name.
Never heard the name.
Okay. You're not an encyclopedia.
I'm encyclopedia
of black American male names. I know you're very
black American.
You're very thorough. Well, you're right. Okay. You're right. No, that's fair enough. You're not an encyclopedia of all names. Although, I laugh at every time I see him score four goals in the game or whatever, because he's a great hockey player. Leon Draisaitl. All I can think about is Leon.
And wait a minute, is it a white Leon?
Fuck yeah, it's a white Leon.
Oh, you never see that, dude. That is, that name was hijacked. Yes.
Right. It's like, it'd be like a white Tyrone, you know?
Now, I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Yeah?
I've never seen a white Tyrone.
The only other white Leon I know is in Deadwood. Remember, you watched Deadwood, didn't you?
I did not. That was one thing we argued about, that I didn't watch Deadwood, and you said it was the greatest show.
Well, I don't know if I said that.
Oh, no, I was being funny. No, I was being funny. You never said that. I did, but you love the show.
Yeah. I did love the show, but that said, I understood that it was a acquired taste, and it was a cult favorite. Not for everybody.
It was broccoli.
But
not for everybody.
Yes, but one of the crap stealers, or actually they had a different game, different card game called Pharaoh, I believe, which is an old West card game, Pharaoh. And they said, and one of the dealers, who was also a dope addict, was stealing from the casino owner, played by the great Powers Booth, may he rest in peace. Ugh. And he caught him. And he calls him into his office, and he just starts in with that awesome Powers Booth deep voice and mustache and sneer and says, Leon. And then, of course, there's the great Leon can't do everything. Commercial. Why is that not connected? Oh, my thing came undone. I'm sorry about that, Jay. Let me hook this up here for your listening enjoyment. We're a professional podcast here. Nothing ever goes wrong. Here you go. Leon can't do everything. About the completely narcissistic athlete. What commercial was that for, by the way?
I think it was a Budweiser commercial.
Yeah, it might have
been. Leon can't do everything.
Yeah, Leon can't do everything.
Yeah, of course.
What is this? All right, I'm looking up Leon's in my thing of sound. What is Keyshawn Leon?
Oh, my God. I don't remember that.
Oh, I know what it is. I mashed together Keyshawn saying, Keyshawn can't do everything.
And Lee, okay.
Remember that? Here, let's take a listen. Here we go.
Somebody say, well, Keyshawn didn't show up today. Well, Keyshawn ain't throwing the ball to himself, and Keyshawn ain't calling the plays, and Keyshawn ain't protecting.
Again, Leon can't do everything.
That is so good right there.
Kind of the same thing.
Hey, Bronny is gonna be a Trojan, Jay. How about that?
Are we headed toward a Freddie Adu situation here?
Uh-oh. Tell people who Freddie Adu was for those who don't know.
For those of you who don't know who Freddie Adu, I want to say 2002, 2003 was put in front of America as the new face of soccer. Because, you know, every like 8 years they have to proclaim someone the new face of American soccer. And Freddie Adu was like 15 or 16, and he was this wizard, and he was going to take the world, and he signed a professional contract, and we haven't heard from Freddie Adu. It was the same year as the cicada. So whatever year the cicada was for our area, That was the same year Freddie Adu came out.
You were plagued by both cicadas and an overhyped soccer player.
Yes, Freddie Adu.
Fredua Koratang Adu from Tema, Ghana. Born in Ghana, naturalized U.S. citizen. Little fella, 5'8", 100 and nothing. But was touted as this guy's the next Pele, basically.
He's a Pele, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, America's Pele.
Because he was really good at just 14 years old. And so they're like, well, if he's this good at 14, wait until he's 16, wait until he's 18. And we all know that progression is not linear, just based on age. That was the same mistake people made with Michelle Wee. Oh, look how good she is now. Wait until she's this. She's only 17. Well, now she's 26, and she can't win on the LPGA Tour. What's going on?
The name I like to bring up, Ty Tryon.
Ty Tryon. Yeah, there's another one. So, young phenoms. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Anyway, so are you worried that so you're not excited that Bronny's going to be a Trojan? This is a big get for your program, although you're more Trojan football.
I am.
You're not a Trojan basketball guy. You're a Maryland basketball guy.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. What, is Andy Enfield still the coach there? I guess he is, yeah.
Are you sure about that?
From Florida Gulf Coast, Andy Enfield is still the coach of USC basketball.
Okay. Well, that's a big get. I mean, look, I don't know how long he's going to be there. Do you think he'll end up playing with his pops in the NBA?
Well, that's the dream of his father.
Right.
Who was the greatest basketball player who ever lived, by the way.
Have you put him atop the mountain?
That's according to LeBron James.
Oh.
He considers himself the GOAT, yes.
What do you think?
If you have to tell people you're the greatest, you're not the greatest.
Okay, top three basketball players of all time, go.
Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. That's my three.
No Kareem?
That's
no Wilt?
Both they had to have somebody else make them great.
Okay.
All my guys had the ball.
No Andre Kirilenko?
AK-47. Where is God? Was he good for that little shit?
For a little brief period there.
Do you remember he made a contract with his wife that once a year he's allowed to get some strange?
Yes. Yes. That was quite interesting to have that in writing with your wife.
AK-47.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Could you argue that maybe Kareem, while a good basketball player, benefited from the fact that he was really tall and could shoot? And there weren't a lot of people that were really tall and could shoot back in the day?
Look, I always go, you take the most skilled. And I'm not saying that Kareem nor Wilt weren't skilled, but I think the three that I named are more skilled than anybody else.
They're pretty damn good.
So, and by the way, I put Kobe before I put fucking LeBron James.
How about Jordan? How about Jordan, Magic, Kobe, LeBron?
I gotta put Bird because I had too much disrespect for Larry Bird in my young.
Trying to make up for it now.
I'm like a white person with white guilt. I have Bird guilt.
You have Bird guilt. You have black kid guilt for Bird. You're like, I disrespected him for a long time. You know.
Yeah.
I was like pumping my fist when Rodman's like, if he was just another black guy, he'd be just another player.
I'm like, yeah.
Actually, was that Rodman or Isaiah? I forget.
That was Rodman. Yeah. No. Isaiah said it, and Rodman
agreed.
Rodman could be heard guffawing in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the Larry Bird story, though, my is the West Coast trip where he told somebody, "I'm kind of bored tonight. I'm just going to shoot left-handed," and he hit for 39.
Yeah, pretty freaky. All right. The punt god has been exonerated by the legal system, but he is still unemployed by an NFL team. San Diego State punter Matt Araiza, who once had an 80-yarder in college, who was named the Bills starter last August before, boom, out of the blue, a civil suit from a woman claiming that Araiza was part of a group of San Diego State football players who gang-raped her at a party, was promptly cut loose by the Bills so he could, quote, handle the situation. And the charges just completely fell apart. Prosecutors walked this young woman through all of their information that they had gathered, including cell phone footage of the party, of this woman, of other players at this party, including some footage of the sex acts themselves, Jay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in which she was clearly not saying anything like, stop, no, this hurts, don't do this. She's even on tape, or not on tape, she's on cell phone video, walking around the party saying aggressively, I want you to fuck me, and if you don't, you're a fucking pussy.
Well, okay, the case kind of goes up in flames right there.
Well, not only that, but they had determined that, you know, through pretty good time-stamped evidence, because there was a lot of digital footprints with everyone's phones and whatnot there, that she claimed that the earliest that the assault could have taken place was like 1:30 in the morning, and Araiza had digital irrefutable proof that he had left the party at 12:30, which is quite a reasonable time for a young man at a party. And so there was nothing there. But she has not dropped her civil suit. The criminal charges were never brought because they said, look, we can't prosecute this criminally. You are mistaken. At best, you're mistaken. At worst, you're lying. Now, question, where does Matt Araiza go to get his good name back? B, do the Buffalo Bills owe him a job and or at least an apology? And what will happen to the punt god now that this has happened?
Well, somebody definitely owes him a job. That's the first thing.
I would hope.
Yeah. And I've got to sue this woman. Well, she probably has no money, so there's no point in that.
Right. It'd be nice if you are found to have outright fabricated something that could send somebody, an innocent man, to jail for a long time, that you would immediately be put under prosecution for serious jail time for lying brazenly about it. But, well, we all know that's not going to happen. So,
yeah, you would hope, because that would be the right and correct and civil thing to do.
That said, how about this? You're going to be an NFL player and you want to have sex? Don't do it with a rando at a party.
At a college party, yeah.
Don't do it with a rando at a college party with other people present, with people taking cell phone videos. Ask a woman out on a date who's a little bit classier than walking around going, I want you to fuck me, and if you don't, you're a fucking pussy. Find a woman who's equally hot but has a little bit more self-respect, and then go out and buy her dinner. And then see what happens, you know, after gaining affirmative consent throughout the encounter. Just saying.
Yeah. By the way, this does not sound like a classy woman. Yes.
No. All right. How do you feel about the balanced schedule in Major League Baseball?
This is going to take some getting used to that, you know, in late September, not having to worry about, you know, the Yankee series with the Rays or the Rays playing the Blue Jays, because everybody's playing every. That's I have no thoughts on it yet because it hasn't happened.
Okay.
But it will all it takes away what, I think, 6 games that you don't have to play against the AL East, which, by the way, have you seen the fucking AL East? Have you seen the
It's crazy.
Every team has a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sox, which peeled off a 8-game winning streak, And then I still only had him like 7 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. The that league is it's you yeah. can't win it.
Tonight your Orioles are taking on Tampa. One more game. One more game. 4-2. Yes, we do have live scores here on the Zabecast. 4-2 right now.
4-2.
Bottom eight. Yeah. Bottom eight in Tampa right now.
Yes, yes.
They got off day on Thursday. Then it's the Pirates.
Yes, coming into town for a 3-game weekend series. Yes.
A weekend set against the Buccos. A surprising Buccos. A little bit of interleague play there. A National League opponent coming to town. Then the Angels for 4, Blue Jays, Yankees, Rangers, Guardians. Just stop me when you've heard a repeat team. Giants, Brewers, Royals. Finally, the Blue Jays, a second bite of the apple. Cubs.
And hey, crazy hat day. Saturday. To bring the kids. Yeah.
Cubs, a quick two-game set against Tampa. There's a repeat. Mariners. Reds, Twins.
The whole schedule? Jesus.
Well, I'm just ripping through it to let people know just how it feels and how it looks. It's kind of like Little League, you know? You get a little piece of everybody.
Right. That's true.
You get Wayne Insulation on Tuesday. You get Providence Jewelers on Wednesday.
Wayne Insulation.
You get McLean Hardware on Friday, and you go through the whole major leagues.
Is that how your league was?
That we had actual businesses sponsor the teams, and they were named.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we just had it was Pirates, which is the team I played for the first year. Orioles, yeah. It was.
You know what's funny is that when I was a kid, I hated the fact that it was businesses that was our team names, because I would have loved it if we were actual Major League Baseball names with the actual Major League Baseball logo and hats and shit. I guess they didn't have licensing for it back then. I don't know how that worked.
Wait a minute. Okay, now I'm thinking, Zabe. I'm really remembering on the back of our uniform, we had sponsors.
Okay.
But because the organization was called Greater Glen Burnie, GGB. But in all the teams, we had, you know, like I said, Orioles, Yankees, and Pirates. On the back, I'm remembering now, we had sponsors. So I don't think you could have. Yes, we did, because in the outfield on the fences, there were sponsors, you know, sponsors by Lenny's Pizza or whatever, right. You know, whatever. So, you know, you are correct. And we had sponsors too. Yes.
Wayne Insulation, Providence Savings, McLean Hardware, Mort's Bootery. That was my team right there. Bergman's Laundry. They were a light blue colored team. So, yeah. NFL schedule, speaking of schedules, is coming out on Thursday. Any particular thoughts about it coming up and the fact that they are now going to play a Black Friday game?
Really?
Yeah.
They just got to make more.
They just are whores, aren't they?
Yeah, they just got to make more.
They just like, we'll take a little bit more if we can. Someone said that, and by the way, they're going to cross-flex a lot more games, so don't think just because it's a Bills Chiefs game, and I'm not sure they're playing each other regular season, but let's say it is. Don't just assume it's going to be Nance and Romo on CBS. There's going to be more cross flexing of games from the AFC to the or from Fox to CBS than ever before. So look for that. I was like, well, wait a minute. I thought they paid amounts of money based on, you know, like the CBS package for the AFC, which used to be strict. They used to not get any NFC cross flexes till recently. They paid less at CBS because the majority of markets in the AFC were smaller markets than the NFC. So it was valued as less. Yeah, if you think about it. But now look at how the leagues are. Where are all the good quarterbacks, Jay?
In
the AFC. And what is the NFL? In essence, a television show about quarterbacks.
Yes.
So I said
nobody wants to see the Sam Hartman.
Sam Howell.
God, yes. No, wait a minute. There is a Hartman. Wait a minute. That's the quarterback from who's at Notre Dame. Sorry. Who was who's from Wake Forest. Hartman. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I said this would be a great idea if you're a real nerd for this stuff. Is what you do is you have a network auction draft of games.
Of games.
On August, first weekend in August, once training camps have started, you televise it, and then you just see how much each network will bid for a certain game. See how high the bid can go. Wow, CBS just won the Super Bowl rematch. Eagles at Kansas City. It's the week one opener, and they paid $1.1 billion for that game alone. There goes a lot of their budget.
That actually isn't. That actually would be. Again, we are the same nation, though, that watch Battle of the Network Stars every year.
I know.
So we're whores for anything.
And then you could say, oh, well, look, the Commanders-Cardinals game, that one's going for $5. And maybe it'll turn out to be a great game. Right.
Kind of, by the way, whatever happened to the guy from Duke's bid for the Commanders?
What guy from Duke?
The basketball player from Duke who had
Brian Davis. They laughed him out of the room. I have not heard anything like they looked at him and said, "No, you're a complete fraud." I think they just said, "Okay, you had your almost like a guy running on the football field." I think they said, basically, you've had your 15 minutes of fame. We're going to pretend now like that never happened.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Stand by, everybody. The
guy. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who is your FTG of this week?
Sports television, Dave.
Okay. Do tell.
So, I'm flipping around. Do you know they have tag on ESPN?
Competitive tag. I've seen it where there's like this indoor obstacle course with bars and blocks, and it's amazing how quickly these guys can jump around and chase dudes.
The Ocho is coming, Zabe. The Ocho is coming. Yeah.
So by putting tag on TV, you're saying try harder. Sports television.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Just don't be lazy and fat and stupid.
Thank you. Yeah. Fuck television.
That's right.
All right. My FTG goes to Matt Ishbia, owner of the Phoenix Suns. That stupid little move of grabbing the ball when Jokic tried to get it as a quick inbound and then getting in the scrum. I mean, fuck this guy. You know, you're a scrub. You were a scrub in college. Averaged 0.3 points per game. Yeah, congrats. You made a ton of money doing something. Maybe legal, maybe not. But when you're sitting there courtside, you're a fucking fan. Know your role. Stop trying to grab the ball and be a 0.3 points per game GPA add-on on the end of the bench. He didn't even get fined from what I saw for this. It was Jokic who got fined. So to Matt Ishbia, I say, fuck that guy. Any quick thoughts on that? Jay? All right.
Sorry about that. Oh. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry about that. I hit mute by mistake.
Okay. No, any quick thoughts on old Matt Ishbia and that whole incident?
No, I just couldn't believe he didn't get fined.
I know. Ridiculous.
But he just bought the team, and the NBA is putting, you know, goodwill, so they're not going to piss him off. So that's what happened with that.
All right, very good. Jay, great to talk to you as always, my friend. We'll chat next week.
Bye-bye now.